So, you have a new movie for me?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Great. What?
No, ma'am, I don't. I have a board game.
A board game? That doesn't sound like something that makes me money.
They can make you lots of money. You can sell expansions for them on a regular basis. It's like having a cinematic universe, only made of cardboard.
A cinematic universe? Those make lots of money.
They do, ma'am.
Tell me more.
Okay, so this game is called Dominion. You start with a deck of cards.
Right.
And you can add more cards to your deck to make it better.
Oh, stuffing aces into your deck when no one is looking is tight.
Remind me never to play poker with you, ma'am. No, it's not a deck of playing cards, it's a deck of Dominion cards.
What are Dominion cards?
There are several types of cards. The main ones are treasure, action, and victory.
So, what are treasure cards?
Treasures are precious metals, like silver and gold. They're how you make money.
Money? I like money.
I know, ma'am. In Dominion, money lets you buy new cards to add to your deck.
Okay, what about action cards?
Action cards do all kinds of things. Let's come back to that later.
Oh, very mysterious. So, what about victory cards?
Victory cards are lands, like provinces and duchies, and they're worth points, which is how you win the game.
So, those must be the best cards.
Not exactly, ma'am. See, victory cards are good at the end of the game, but before that, they're just dead weight in your deck.
Huh.
So you have to make tough choices between improving the quality of your deck and scoring points.
Tough choices? I don't like those. They make my head feel funny.
Me too, ma'am, but apparently people who play games like that.
I don't understand that at all.
I think it's a nerd thing, ma'am. Anyway, I should probably explain how the game works. Each game, you create a kingdom by picking 10 piles of cards and putting them into the supply. There are also some cards that are always in the supply, mostly treasures and victory cards. The cards you add to your deck during the game come from the supply. On your turn, first you do your action phase, where you can play an action card. Some action cards give you more actions, so sometimes you can play a lot of action cards. Then you do your buy phase, where you play your treasures and buy a card. Some actions, and even some treasures, will give you extra buys, so you can buy multiple cards. Then you do your cleanup phase, where you put all the cards you played or still have in your hand into your discard pile, then draw five more cards.
Wow, that all sounds really complicated and difficult to keep track of.
Actually, it's super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Action, buy, cleanup. It's as easy as ABC.
ABC? That's the alphabet!
Exactly, ma'am.
Wow. So, can you tell me more about action cards?
Sure, some action cards will draw you more cards. For example, Smithy draws three cards. Some will give you more actions. For example, Village draws a card and gives you two actions.
Wait, so if you don't have a village, you can play more than one smithy?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very fun.
It's that whole thing about making tough choices.
And people will like that?
That's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
But there are lots of other action cards. For example, there's Workshop, which lets you gain a card costing up to four. And there's Festival, which gives you two actions, two coins, and a buy.
Okay.
And there's Militia, which is an attack. It gives you two coins and makes everyone else discard down to three cards.
Okay.
And there's Chapel, which lets you trash up to four cards from your hand.
Trash.
And there's Library, which draws cards until you have seven cards in your hand, but you can choose to set aside any action cards as you draw them instead of putting them into your hand and then discard them once you're done drawing.
Please stop.
And there's.
Say, don't games normally have some kind of theme? What's the theme of this game?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that, ma'am.
It seems kind of important.
Well, it's medieval. You're building a kingdom.
Okay.
And you win if you build the best kingdom, which is, of course, the one with the most points.
So your deck is the kingdom.
Yeah.
But didn't you say the kingdom was the 10 piles of cards that you put in the supply?
I did, ma'am.
So which is it? Also, why would just having the most land make your kingdom the best? Don't you also need armies and castles and resources and infrastructure?
Well.
And why does a smithy draw cards but a workshop gains a card? Aren't they both forms of manufacturing? Shouldn't they both gain cards?
Ma'am, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about the theme of this game.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing then. But that reminds me, have you thought about the design for the card backs?
Card backs?
Yeah, you'll need all the cards to have the same back, so they all look the same when they're face down, right? So that's probably the most important art in the game since players will see it all the time. It'll even need to stay the same in every expansion, so it should really look nice.
Oh, yeah. No, I hadn't really thought about that. Whoops.
Whoopsie!
So, what do you think?
Well, it sounds like it could be fun, you know, for nerds, but do you really think we can keep cranking out expansions for this thing for that long? Surely people will get tired of it eventually, or will run out of ideas.
Probably, but I'll bet we can get a solid 3 or 4 expansions before that happens.
Yeah, you're probably right.